The director of Shazam talks all about Shazam. Will Joe Manganiello be showing up as Deathstroke? And Suicide Squad 2, y'all, it needs a director.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
Farley, 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 Farley!
Well, that was perfect. What's up, everybody? This is a DC Movie News show on the Popcorn Talk Network. It is hot, it is sweaty, and we're all going to have a great time with you for the next hour in Los Angeles, California. Not a ton of news this week, which means it's going to get weird and it's going to get fun.
Weird.
Exactly.
Yeah. Already happened.
We're at DC Movies SK on Twitter, facebook.com/DC Movies SK. I'm Johnny LaQuasto. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at JQuasto. The lady right there, she is at literally every single con you could find. She is on every single panel you could find. She has every costume you could find. And she looks damn good in every single one of them. She's Alana Jordan.
Hey, you're so sweet. Thanks,
I
man.
Speak that truth.
And thanks for having me back.
Of course.
Yeah.
You're family. You are family. And Mike Kalinowski, he's on assignment today. By that, it means maybe he's shooting something. We don't really know. But, of course, at Mike Kalinowski. The dude right there, he is the host of Man vs. Child on the FYI Network. He's the host of FX Movie Download on FX. He's the Verstmacher for Doghouse Restaurants, now nationwide. Find him at Adam Gertler. He's Adam Gertler.
Hello, everyone. What's I just ready? Came here from Chicago. Had a nice
flew in today.
Just literally came from the airport.
That a boy.
That's why this might be first show with no DC shirt for me right now.
You're in professional gear.
Well, I was just flying. This was my flying gear.
Sure.
And, yeah, been watching Twin Peaks, trying to catch up so I can watch the new season.
See, but if you were flying, you should have a Superman shirt, because the two go hand in hand.
Point. Two.
Did you at least sit on the airport like this the whole time?
Until I was asked to sit by a pregnant woman sitting next to me.
Fair enough.
She was disturbed by it. I said, get ready for this, because this is what it's going to be like in, like, 28 months.
Y'all ready for this? And next to me, she is, I'm so glad she's next to me, she's the crown jewel of the DC Movie News show. She's the host of TV Fights on Screen Junkies, now available without a paywall.
Yeah, bitches.
Oh my God, she tore the wall down.
That's right.
President Trump said, we're going to put up a wall. She, Roxy said, I'm taking it down.
Before you even build it, bitch.
That's a, yeah. That's, she's Roxy Schreier.
That's me, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
Yeah, we had your, I always say to Sasha that we share a work hubby, and she was on this past week, Sasha Pearl Raver, your co-host of FX Movie Downloads. Yeah,
okay.
She was on. She kicked some booty.
Of course. Oh, did she? Did she kick a little booty?
She kicked some booty.
That doesn't surprise me.
The
she
booty
knows
got
stuff.
Kicked. Kick the booty. Mm-hmm. The
how
booty
much more fun
kicked?
Is it that anyone can watch and people can, like, you know, tweet and get involved now?
And comment and stuff.
Super dope.
Yeah, it was really cool, and I got some really nice comments. Like, usually, no offense, because you guys are great, but some YouTubers are boo-boo faces.
They're evil.
You know, like, boo-boo face? Like,
I don't know. I've never seen anybody say anything other than, like, completely dreamy, wonderful, praiseworthy things of you in our YouTube comments.
Open your eyes, man.
I've never seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's been awesome. Johnny, you had a really big situation happen this week. Your album dropped.
Yeah, the album is official, and here's the funny story behind it. It was supposed to go under the comedy category with the goal of being number one in iTunes. That's why you put the work in. That's why you put the effort in. And, well, unfortunately, the distribution company that I used put me under the rap and hip-hop category, which is inherently hilarious.
Do you think they did it because of the cover of the album?
Well, I told them there was 5 hip-hop songs on it, and there was a miscommunication. I told him it's a stand-up comedy album first, and some weird things happen. It's under comedy now, but here's the deal, guys. This is
sounds like you are in some small way the architect of your own demise on this one.
Yeah,
I did not hear this other information.
Well, no, by creating an album with a variety of things on it, maybe.
Sure.
But I told him it's a comedy album.
Okay.
And so now it's under comedy, but here's where I need you guys. If you haven't purchased the album yet, I need you to go to quastoalbum.com and spend a couple of bucks. Buy the album. You'll love the album, by the way. Because I want to get to number one on comedy. Those sales that I did under hip-hop are not going to be under comedy. It's really weird. It's super goofy. But if you go to quastoalbum.com right now, I would love you forever. The feedback's been so strong on the album, and I'm really grateful to everyone who's gotten it so far. And if you haven't, now's the time. Help your boy out. So
everybody, purchase that album. Laugh at it. And behind closed doors, think of it as a hip-hop album if you want to. You can do whatever you want.
I didn't know where you were going to go with behind closed doors.
No.
It almost got weird.
No, the point
make
is...
make love to the album. I don't
you
care.
You enjoy that album. I think everybody should get it and laugh at it and hip-hop at it.
Some people make love to Boys to Men. Other people can make love to a comedy album.
It's bigger than hip-hop.
Hip. Is that a Boys to Men?
Hop. Just saying. No, no, it's a hip hop reference.
Yeah, she's from Boston. She gets
one thing about music, right? Hit you feel no pain. You don't know the song? Whatever.
She gets it. She totally gets it.
Yeah. As you can tell, we have so much news to cover this week.
Well, let's get to it.
It's fun to talk about our lives. So Suicide Squad 2. Oh, wait. Suicide Squad. the sequel no longer has a director, which...
Jaume Collet-Serra. There I said it!
Yeah, wow.
Jaume Collet-Serra! Wow. It's not like I listened to a YouTube video or something. To try to learn how to say it. I always knew how to say it off the top of my head because I'm very familiar with his oeuvre.
You were born with it, yeah.
Good job, man.
So apparently this guy is, what, going to be directing the Disney Jungle Cruise with The Rock. So it's almost like The Rock is not going to be Black Adam and he's poaching another DC director. Weird.
Isn't Jumanji, are they shooting at the same set as Jumanji, for God's sake?
Like, I mean, it sounds like there could be
some similarities. Rock was just like, I had fun on Jumanji. Let's do Jungle Cruise.
I love wearing khakis.
I think Jungle Cruise is potentially going to be a huge, huge movie.
If you were a director, would you rather do Jungle Cruise or Suicide Squad 2?
Jungle Cruise, honestly, because, and as much as I love DC, if you're looking at getting your name out and The Rock approaches you, you know, like...
Okay, I'm confused.
You're going to want to work with The Rock.
We're talking a movie based on the ride, The Jungle Cruise.
Yes. Much like
but
they
think
did.
Think about the success of Pirates.
They did
Pirates
that a
the
long
Caribbean.
Time ago. And you know.
And granted, it could go Haunted Mansion. It could be Eddie Murphy Haunted Mansion.
That ride, though, is just so much dependent on who your cruise captain is.
It is.
I've had some really shitty Jungle Cruises, but sometimes when you go on and they're wonderful, it's like the best ride ever.
I love puns more than anything in the world.
Give me
so
all
this
the
is
puns.
Just
this
floating.
Is the cruise that
puns.
Has like a lot of dad jokes. Is this what
yes,
I learned?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You I never thought.
I also
I've
feel like having
it.
A Jungle Cruise movie with The Rock, with it being so pun centric, there's going to be so many rocks sink in the Jungle Cruise. Like that's going to be so many headlines. I don't even know why they would go there, but
I concur.
Well, if you were asking me, and I was a director, I would want to direct Suicide too because it's DC. I think here's the thing. I did not like Suicide Squad, okay? I can't even, like, I don't even go back and really, like, enjoy a lot of it. There's just too much that frustrates me with that. However...
Even with a nice little Doobie?
I mean, maybe. Maybe a little bit of Doobie, a little bit of time if it's, like, on cable. But to get it and put it on, I don't know that I'm putting out the effort. Okay. That's just a fact. And I do that with all the Nolan Batman films, Man of Steel. Love to throw that on.
Sure.
If Batman v Superman is on cable now, I'll watch that because it's still gorgeous despite anything else. I feel like DC is getting their shit together, and I feel like a Suicide Squad 2 doesn't have to be that much better, or, I mean, will be better. I mean, there's no way it's not going to be better.
The story couldn't not be better, you wouldn't think.
Right. I think it's going to be better than Suicide Squad, but I think if you're, from a directorial point of view, if you're looking at the success of Pirates
Jungle Cruise.
The spinoff versus Suicide Squad 2, you're not going to want to pick up and be the second director in a sequel because they're not going to keep using
it. And honestly, so this was a guy who directed like a bunch of those Liam Neeson movies and stuff like that, Jaume Collet-Serra, so that people were excited for him. But, you know, I just thought with the new Geoff Johns era and everything, like, they had a good plan. But for whatever reason, it is another kick in the nuts. It's another loss of a director. And then you have to ask yourself if Shazam, Batgirl, and Suicide Squad 2 are supposed to be the movies, or Wonder Woman 2, rather, not Batgirl. Those are the movies that are going to go into production in 2018. Is Suicide Squad still the next one? Are you going to bring in another quick director and throw him in on
something? That was my first thought, is that tells me that Suicide Squad is not going to be finished nearly as soon as they claimed it would. And what's the point of rushing it? Let's be honest. It made $745 million. Why rush it back when you have other things people are probably more excited for?
Geoff Johns did say, like, you know, we didn't list out a slate with dates. We just put up a bunch of images of the movies we're making, and we're not going to make them until they're ready. So I just wonder, I mean, I don't... You know, how much, if they're in pre-production on that movie, and now, but I don't know, I guess the deal was never done, so, I mean... Yeah.
What the F is that movie going to be about?
I mean, some kind of Suicide Squad, I imagine.
It's called Hell to Pay, temporarily.
Oh, was that the...
Supposedly.
Oh, was that what they put up? Did they put that up at Comic-Con? Was Hell to Pay on the...
That's what it says in this article here.
Okay. Like who's going to be in it? What's it going to be about?
Well, not...
Who's our villain going to be?
Not
those are things I'm thinking about. I, to be perfectly honest, You say it's a kick in the nuts. I could not care less that we lost our director.
I mean,
right.
I just think it's kind of a bummer if we're losing The Rock and we're losing Colette Sara. Like, just team up and have Colette Sara direct Shazam.
Or Black Adam.
And then
Adam
you guys can still work together.
I don't think The Rock's going to step away from playing Black Adam.
He's still going to play Black Adam, but he's not going to appear in Shazam at all.
That's what they're saying. Unless the big swerve, the ultimate swerve, does turn out to be true. And they say, you know, if I haven't seen the quotes, but if the quotes are like, Dwayne Johnson is not going to be playing What Black Adam, or are you saving him for another film? And then the big swerve is that he's both, that other people have put about, which I think would be kind of ridiculous.
I think that would be outrageous.
Yeah.
Surprise me, though, because just with the Rock's whole commercial line that he has now, of like, it's a personal challenge, I can do everything. Like, I could totally see him just be like, oh, so I'm here, and you weren't expecting it.
And Siri is helping me film it.
Interesting question, because we had talked about this previously with Mel Gibson. Jeremy Ledger says, if Mel Gibson took the Suicide Squad gig, would some of the actors possibly not come back if they had certain feelings towards Gibson?
That's the risk you take if you want to hire him.
Here's the thing.
I doubt it, man.
Among actors, there's a lot of people that have Mel Gibson's back. I mean, like, I know on this side, people always really vouch for him. And, like, Hollywood has always been pushing for him back. Now, like, we've heard the guy say a lot of stupid things. But that's just the thing. It's like Hollywood is definitely on his side, and he obviously has opportunities. He's doing a comedy with Marky Mark and
Donnie Wahlberg.
No, which is Will Ferrell.
Yeah,
okay.
Playing for comedy. So, you know, I would be interested if he directed it, but I'm with you, Roxy. I also don't really care because I don't love the first one. So it's not, when I say it's a kick in the nuts, it's just like, DC loses another director. It's like, how many times
it's like
have
a
we
little
said that?
Kick in the nuts. It's like your nuts have already been kicked and now somebody's flicking them.
You know, it's
more
like
a kick in the ass than a kick in the nuts.
Is anyone else surprised that Roxy is so familiar with just what it's like to be?
You ever give someone a ball tap?
Whatever.
It's like a little ball tap.
Yes, I have. Yeah. Next question.
Yeah. So Joel Kinnaman says, clueless as we are, he says, as far as I know, they're writing the script, and I think the plan is to shoot sometime next year, but that could change. I'll definitely come back for it. So there you go.
Okay.
So he knows as much as we do.
What was that? Who's that?
Joel Kinnaman.
Joel Kinnaman, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think Joel Kinnaman's running away from any major projects right now.
No, it could be Hitler that was directing it. He'd probably be like, all right, I'm coming back.
I've always wanted to work with him. I'm not saying anything about Joel Kinnaman. Come on. This is a live show, people.
Look, we already brought up Mel Gibson.
No. I'm not saying anything bad about him. I just, like, when you're an actor and you need the work, man.
I mean, his big thing, like, RoboCop wasn't a thing, you know, which is unfortunate because the original RoboCop, one of my favorite all-time movies.
Like, honestly, a lot of people weren't thrilled with him in Suicide Squad, you know.
It was just a kind of very vanilla. It was milquetoast, man. Like,
but he wasn't given that much to work with.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's like you can't really blame an actor in scenarios where, like, you have a very two-dimensional...
He's serviceable. I mean, he's fine. He looks great or anything, but it's not. No one's craving that Joel Kinnaman. You know, there's a generic.
Yeah,
give me that
I thought
Joel.
He was great on House of Cards, though. I mean, I loved him on House of Cards. So,
I mean,
do we want a slice of Joel?
Joel.
He's handsome.
Stop with your what frosted icy hair.
Yeah, it's icy. My hair is icy. Okay, my hair is icy, just like my soul.
Killer Frost.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, yeah, she's got the Killer Frost hair.
Thank you very much.
That's awesome.
My grandmother commented on my Instagram of my hair and just wrote, not sure.
Oh, I love that.
I love grandmas.
That's fantastic.
Thanks, Grammy. Thank you.
She could have just called you and said no. I think she went on Instagram? That's amazing.
Instagram is awesome.
I said to her, I go, what do you mean not sure? She goes, just not sure. I was like, all right, moving on.
She's an Instagrammer.
Sky Patterson says...
a lot of things, probably sexy things about you.
Did you just say, I just lost it? There was a good comment.
Probably commenting on you again.
Oh, Gareth Evans.
Oh.
Gareth Evans for Suicide Squad 2. That's perfect because...
Edwards?
Gareth Edwards, yeah. Sorry. Because, you know, like... There was, like, rumors about how he was kind of taken off of Rogue One a little bit-ish. I don't know if he's announced the next project yet. That's interesting. I would love to get Gareth Edwards in the DC camp.
And also, Sky Patterson also said,
I agree with that.
He says the film was hijacked by the studio. Entirely possible. WB likes to get their hands in things.
Well, listen, whatever the reason was, I'm looking forward. I'm not going to be, I'm not negative Nancy anymore. I'm totally positive. I'm all in.
Hashtag.
DC has got their shit together. Moving forward, we're going to make good movies. So if they want to make a Suicide Squad 2 because the first one made a lot of money, it makes sense.
Why not?
If they make a better movie...
I'll watch it.
People give it a chance. Even if it doesn't do the same or just about the same or a little less, it's still
But I also
be
am the only person who didn't hate Suicide Squad.
I didn't hate it either. I mean, look, I want to see more Amanda Waller. I'd like to see who else. I'd like to see more Harley, obviously. I'd like to see more Leto.
Just more character. I just want to see more character stuff. I mean, not, you know, video game monsters.
I think all the elements were there. It just...
And Diablo was so good.
Yeah, well, except
it was just lost in editing.
Threat.
I still attest that it was just lost in editing. And I feel like this is going to be something that they will fix this next time. And they'll say, look, we need a storyline that
the villain
now
sucks.
Introduced everybody.
The villain really sucked. That had to always be there. Yeah. I mean, the studio didn't add that villain.
Once you've had the poo-poo platter, you know what you want. So then you can order a full meal of what you like.
Exactly.
So that's what, if it was a little bit poo-poo, at least
I already know what I
platter.
Want.
Dumplings?
P-U-P-U. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I was going to call them potstickers,
well,
but we can go dumplings.
A little bit of both.
Steamed. Maybe fair shrimp.
Enough. Spare ribs. Boneless. Sure. Thank
Boom.
You.
Well, shazam! David F. Sandberg had some things to say about the film. And I quote, "The big attraction for me with that character is the fact that every kid dreams of being Superman, right? I mean, I certainly did. And Billy Batson is a kid that gets that chance. He gets to become a superhero. So it'll be big with superpowers in a way. In terms of what people can expect, I think this will be one of the more fun or lighthearted movies so far in the DC Universe. It certainly will be a departure." Well,
you know, the one...
Makes sense.
I mean, this sounds like a lot of fun, potentially. I still don't know what this movie's going
to
be or how
it's going
to be. I can't
listen to any news about Shazam because it's just like, since Johnny called Swerve from day one, I've just been like, is this movie taking place? Mm. So the fact that we're just talking vaguely about a character that people dream of being Superman, and there we've got Billy Batson, is like...
I don't think they really knew what the tone was until Sandberg became attached. And now I think they're kind of figuring out what the tone's going to be. And I think for anyone who thought that there wasn't enough Superman, like, navel-gazing when he got his powers in Man of Steel, this sounds like this is going to be a whole movie of that. Because the thing is, he is a kid. And then he's a kid in this superhero body.
What is
body.
Navel-gazing? Like, staring
well,
at
just
his
like, just like, yeah, looking at yourself, checking your own out, digging yourself.
It's big with superpowers.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, like, Superman, like, you got that little moment when he was flying. And I was like, I needed some more of that.
Well, the way he described it, he kind of just described, like, the lightheartedness, the fun. He basically described Spider-Man. You know, it's the kind of movie where, like, you're never really stressed out. It's a good time. It's not the greatest thing you'll ever see. It's okay. Like, you know, when Spider-Man came out the first night, everyone on Twitter, it's the greatest movie of all time. And I saw it. I was like, I liked it.
I really liked it.
But that was it. I liked it.
But I feel like that's hopefully going to be the same reaction with Shazam, where people are like, ah, it'll be like, it'll be something great. And then they go and see it and they're like, what?
That's all they need Shazam to be is fun.
And they have plans for... It's almost like a side universe, even if it does exist within the universe, because if they're serious about The Rock's Black Adam movie coming, like, let's say, the year after Shazam... Well, what was it?
We're watching the playback, and Roxy's fanning herself off. She's doing the lady thing with the shirt.
I look down at my armpit. It looks like I'm smelling it, but I'm really not. I'm looking for sweat stains, and then I just start airing it out.
Jeremy Ledger says, "Who would be the Shazam villain if Black Adam isn't in it? Black Adam is the Biff Tannen to Shazam's Marty McFly."
Oh,
well,
I love that analogy.
Think of this though: if you have the whole origin movie. That's like a whole movie. I think that's what they're trying to say. And then, like, the Black Adam is going to get his own movie, which, you know, people always complain that you don't get to develop a villain enough in a two-hour movie when you have to do the origin, too, just by virtue of the amount of time. And then check out the fact that you have The Rock having gone on record saying that he's going to be an anti-hero. So he's going to be a badass in his own
most
movie.
Most villains think of themselves.
And they're going
to
come together.
I think that they're
going
to do maybe, like, try to make it into its own trilogy loosely associated, where it's, you know, a Shazam, then a Black Adam, and then another movie where the two meet. And
seems like it, right? But the smart thing would be, obviously, not to say that. Like, everybody keeps saying, like, Monster Universe or this universe. Like, don't say that. But, you know, at some point, people got to ask a question. Like, how many years between The Rock being announced as Black Adam before he actually plays
the
character?
But do you think maybe he'll even do, like, a post-credit scene and just pop up, like, at the end just to tease for Black Adam?
Yeah,
I feel like that's...
Black Adam's going to have to be,
somewhat.
They don't seem to be doing that. DC movies don't seem to be doing
that.
And I think it is good for them to get their own thing to do. You know what I mean? Like, if Marvel's doing that all the time, I don't know if DC needs to do that. And I don't know. I mean, if you do a Black Adam movie, isn't it, like, set really far in the past? Isn't he, like, a really old, old kind of ancient character? And then they both use the... So Shazam, the sage, the wizard Shazam, would be in both movies, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. And then Shazam is, like, the modern version. Black Adam is in the past, and he's locked away in some dimension. Most of this I'm getting from Justice League Action, by the way. I'm not, like, a Shazam expert, but there was a really cool Shazam Justice League Action episode. We were told to sit closer together. Sorry.
There you go.
We're being told on the inside.
So, well, guys, the Riddler strikes again. Oh. And by that, we mean a website in South Africa who claimed Ben Affleck signed on for the Matt Reeves trilogy.
There was a bonus movie, too. Batman Beyond.
Is that what he claimed?
Oh, yeah. That was the thing.
Oh, it went beyond.
How creative.
So what did you guys think? Did anybody believe this was real for a second? I did for half a second.
I mean, why?
But then I was like, assuming, so stupid.
I guess I answered my own question. People do this for clickbait, right? Whoever Mr. Riddler is in South
Africa. Well, did you see who it was written by?
Enigma,
yeah. Riddler. So Edward Enigma, yeah. So the Riddler.
What?
So it was clearly a prank, but we're so starving
and
for Batman.
And people didn't even figure that out. Like, I'm more upset. I don't know.
He's got a lot of free time in his
head. Mike is just like the perfect person for this article because I feel like he would have seen it. He would have reposted it immediately. He would have written a Facebook message being like, "See all you mofos out there who didn't believe in Ben Affleck. I told you from day one." And I just wish that I had more people believing this article, posting it everywhere like Mike being like that. Because
just so you can comment Riddler gifts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, though, Mike did not do that.
I know.
And he probably would have.
In my dreams, he did.
Yeah, in your dreams,
but
he
my did, dreams happened.
Because he would have vetted. He would have been like, that's not true. And then,
you don't control my dreams.
I don't.
You're just in them.
Mike might, though.
Yeah, and this is from BatmanNews.com, by the way. They're very, I like this website a lot. They're really good.
I like them a lot, too.
Oh, look at this. Yeah. So someone, Zeno Hour, says Dr. Sivana. Is it Sivana or Sylvana? Sivana will be the villain. I believe he was the first villain of Shazam in the Fawcett days before DC acquired the character back in the old school days.
Called Zeno.
Remember, Shazam was not always a DC property. It was Fawcett Comics. It was purchased because he was so similar to Superman. They wanted to basically suppress it for a while, but he's had his own life.
Well,
Captain Marvel.
We spoke earlier about Joel Kinnaman not really knowing what's happening and the director, Sandberg, not really knowing what's happening. Well, now we're going to move on to Joe Manganiello, the most...
Adam's going to tell you, hard G.
Just the...
Manganiello.
Whatever, just the perfect man, whatever his name is.
He's a specimen.
He's just ridiculous.
He was so effing cool.
Yeah, he's married to another perfect person. Anyways... Yeah. When asked by the Hollywood Reporter if he has any information regarding Deathstroke status in the Batman, he says, I don't have any. Well, I do, but nothing that I could share. I know everything, but I can't say any of it.
That's great.
Suppressed further, he said he was shooting for a neutral tone. He's essentially just trolling the reporter is what it looks like to me.
Shooting for a neutral tone?
That's what he said.
With regard to what?
The actor's tone.
Oh, as
the
Deathstroke?
Character,
for
apparently.
His interview. Yeah. Like, he's not giving anything away, even his tone of voice. Not like he's going to be playing Deathstroke neutrally. He's saying, I'm not saying anything.
Thank you.
I'm saying it monotone. I'm not giving anything away.
So do you guys think that he's, like, pissed or not Deathstroke or because of Matt Reeves, new script? What do you guys think?
He's already...
He's probably a little confused and doesn't know exactly, like, which way, how he feels yet, so just be chill.
Do you not believe him when he says he does know everything, or do you
think
he knows?
I don't believe him. He knows everything.
I don't think he knows. Like Jon Snow. I think he knows nothing.
Yeah, you know nothing.
Or Johnny McQuaster. Aren't we seeing him in Justice League? Isn't there a chance or no?
I mean, yeah, no one's seen the movie yet, so that's certainly a rumor. I mean, like, the thought was, like, Zack Snyder, a long time ago, put up this costume test for Deathstroke. We now know that we were so far from there being a movie. It's like, why would you do a costume test for a movie that was so far from existing? And, you know, it just, like, doesn't make sense.
They like to hang out in their free time.
And someone took a picture of it, and it was just an awkward miscommunication.
Yeah. I mean everyone likes the cosplay.
I would certainly love to see Deathstroke show up in a really small capacity in this movie.
I don't understand Deathstroke Batman. Like, I want Deathstroke Teen Titans.
Well, they're doing the Titans show now, which we'll talk about later, so I don't know.
I'm casting for it, y'all.
Save Deathstroke.
I think you'll see him in Justice League, is what I'm saying. I think you will see Deathstroke in Justice League, and just where he's going to show up after that, I don't know if we know, but Nightwing, certainly, or something like that.
That'd be great. You think Justice League Nightwing?
No, I don't think Nightwing in Justice League, but I do think you'll see Deathstroke in a small capacity in Justice League. I believe they're hiding something. I'll be really disappointed if it's really just Steppenwolf and Green Lantern Parademons.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Wonder Woman, they boost the ratings, y'all, and the earnings. It has now passed Guardians of the Galaxy 2 as a top grossing film of the summer, running total of over $396 million. Yikes. And then worldwide, 789.6. It basically has done a lot of good stuff for Warner Brothers. So maybe they'll start to trust the movie people a little bit more and let them make the good films.
I also was reading that it was helping like the bottom line of something. Something was trying to get sold and Wonder Woman helped to do it. Did you guys see that part of it?
Oh, no. I didn't see that. Well, I mean, this is amazing. So it's past Deadpool. It's now like it's up there. It's for a debut film, solo film. The next one could do better. Almost
790. I mean, I don't think it's going to get to a billion, yeah, but damn, 790?
I mean, the DCEU movies, like especially post-Man of Steel, have made some bank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think just this one, the quality of it, and with people just totally underestimating it the whole time, this is what is so revolutionary about it, is that it was a director who was having to fight tooth and nail with the studio the whole time to get her vision seen, and then when it was, everyone loved it.
Yeah.
So now it's showing firsthand, hey, look, audiences respond when there's one captain at the helm who's in charge of everything instead of it
kind of... Yeah. What I was talking about before, by the way, was an article from Fortune.com that says Wonder Woman saves Time Warner's bottom line. Time Warner, which is in the process of being bought by AT&T, reported a much better than expected quarterly profit driven by the box office success of its latest superhero movie, Wonder Woman. So,
boom.
Even bigger things than we're realizing.
Diana Prince is saving everyone's ass.
Yes.
So now DC Comics is going to be owned by AT&T? All right.
Well, Time Warner
She's
is going to be...
She's the greatest superhero
Time
of
Warner
all time.
Time Warner is being absorbed
Warner.
By AT&T, or it's a merger?
It's in the process of being bought by AT&T.
Okay.
Yeah.
So...
Have you not been getting those letters to your door?
No.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
You getting the letter because...
Well, I have Time Warner.
Oh, okay. I don't have Time Warner.
You're lucky you.
I don't even have cable.
I never liked that cable service
cable
back in the day.
12 years.
Whoa, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Early cord cutter right here.
Damn. 12 years. Last time I had it was when I had it in the dorms in college, and they just had it included.
She cut the original cord. Wonder Woman also, by the way, is going to be available on DVD and Blu-ray August 29th, so essentially in about 3.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Any word on a 4K release? Does anybody know anything about a 4K release?
They haven't said, I don't think.
I purposely didn't watch Guardians of the Galaxy 2 on an airplane today because I'm like, I know it's getting a 4K release. I finally want to watch something. I got the Xbox and the TV. Oh, I've seen it once, but like, I didn't want to watch a second time on the back of an airplane
quality,
seat. Yeah, and so like, I'm excited about 4K. So I hope Wonder Woman does and all the Star Wars do because that will
be. We got a new 3D TV and I was all excited and charged the glasses and everything and realized we have nothing to play 3D.
Oh, nothing? you got to get some. Most of the Blu-ray packs now like come with every version: 3D, Blu-ray, DVD, digital copy.
I thought we could play it on like the PS4, but you can't apparently.
Oh, you needed a Blu-ray player that could play the 3D. Oh, bummer.
Whoops.
All right, Johnny, what do we got?
Here's a really cool article from comicbook.com. It's how Flashpoint, basically how it can connect to other DC movies. It's pretty in depth. It's kind of hard to encompass everything. It was more of like, hey, check this out, unless you guys want to discuss. And it has Justice League theories. It's got the Batman theories as well.
It depends on a lot of different things. Number one, where we see that scene that we got of the Flash in BVS, whether that pops up in Justice League or whether that ends up being part of Flashpoint. It also depends how ballsy they want to be, which characters they want to go with during Flashpoint, how they want to play Batman, like how much of the universe, who signed on. So there's so many different things that we could do with Flashpoint.
You would think that scene has to come back because it confused so many people. It had to be in there for a reason.
Oh, it's definitely coming back. It's either going to be in Flashpoint or in Justice League. I think it's probably going to come as soon as Justice League, though.
I think so.
You can't leave us waiting for that long.
Because people
What, the announcement about the...
No, the Flash scene from
the
BVS.
The Flash scene from BVS. Trying to figure out like the
okay.
What I'm talking about now?
Yes, of course.
I think it's going to tie back into Justice League because people are going to be like, well, what about this if they don't touch on it yet?
Unless they
really
hold off
am interested to know what their
really
plans
have
are.
To wait until Flashpoint. I feel like that's going to be surprised by that.
If I feel I'm of two minds about it, if what they had done isn't working for whatever reason, I'd rather it be gone than like have to shoehorn it in there if it doesn't work for the state of the film, which I hope is great. So I guess,
but do you think that there would be a lot of things we want included? So
yeah,
and then of course you have the
only so much time.
Well, it gives that option of the alternate versions of Batman and Joker, which would be Jeffrey Dean Morgan and Laura Cohen.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, that I think we're gonna see for sure.
Well, you definitely think that we're gonna see Batman, but you don't know if we're gonna see her as Joker.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if it'll be that much of a literal adaptation or
We've
not.
We've only seen her so far as, like, or at least me, because I'm a fan of hers, as the good guy, as, like, a kick-ass. I wonder what she would be like if she went mental. That would be a wild thing.
Yeah, that would be. If, yeah. like, Lauren Cohen was yeah, actually the like villain of the Flash
yeah,
movie.
Yeah. Right.
Then, of course, Bizarro. I mean, this Flashpoint's going to be, it could be real weird.
But they were two very big actors to get to play those roles, so maybe when they got them to sign on in the first place, they were like, listen, we're planning on doing Flashpoint. Like, we never know what was said to them to ensure them their future. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
I'm more excited for the fact they're doing Flashpoint. To me, it's way more exciting than just The Flash. So.
Yeah.
Well, because it really makes it, like, more standalone. We can really do whatever we want.
Oh, wait a sec. Maybe it's like he said he was too soon, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe at somehow we see a future Flash come back to a later point in the Justice League film when it was the right time.
Time, yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Something like that, yes.
That would be what would make sense.
Right,
that
but
would...
I still don't, yeah. I hope, is this one of those things, like, you almost don't want to speculate enough because you almost don't want
to
guess it.
You kind of want a cool thing to happen
that's actually a surprise because... You know, we all combine and, like, basically guess every movie and everything at this point.
All right, Johnny, what do we got?
Bruce Timm said he'd be open to more Batman animated films. And actually, do we have the clip from...
Oh, this is a separate clip that we want to play, just talking more about Bruce Timm, because this is pretty fantastic. You would think that Bruce Timm would have some strong thoughts on Harley Quinn... but let's take a look at this video and see what he has
to say.
We
have, obviously, a live-action version of a character that you created now that's running around in the universe, and it's so popular. Is this the version of Harley Quinn that you imagine you would see if you ever did see the live-action?
I have to be honest with you. I still have not seen Suicide Squad.
You haven't watched it?
Come on.
I haven't. I really want to, and everybody tells me that she's great in it, that Margot's great in it, but I haven't seen it yet, so...
Is that you haven't watched it on purpose, or you would like to, or you just haven't gotten there yet?
Good question. I like that.
I'm a little afraid to, because people will ask me what I think of it, like you just did, and I'll have to say honestly or lie about it.
Okay.
And so it's an awkward situation to be in. So, but I will watch it someday. I've been a little afraid because you know.
All right. So that was Ben Bateman hosting for Black Hollywood Live, one of our sister networks. But it's interesting because. It's like, how has this not come out that Bruce Timm has not seen Suicide Squad?
It has now.
Yeah. Just wild. Like, and then he's like, I really want to. I really want to.
I think that's
when did Suicide Squad come out?
He was like, did you want to?
So that interview was from this past Comic-Con.
That was from a week and a half ago.
A few weeks. Yeah.
Wow. That is very telling.
Wild. Wild. Like, that interview's from this month or July. So... Pretty insane that Bruce Timm was like, oh, no, I really want to. Tried to play it off all chill. And Ben's like, so. And he's like, okay, I'll be honest. I'm scared too.
Yeah.
Do you guys
you
think?
Can't say I
that
really
was some good reporting
to, but...
by Mr. Ben, right?
Yeah, it was.
He asked, like, he pushed him a little bit. He wasn't letting him get away with the softball answers.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You want to? Like, no one's stopping you.
I keep trying, and every time I hit play, someone runs up and turns it off.
I bet they'll send you a copy.
He was probably invited to the premiere, I would imagine.
Of course he was. When you create characters, you get to do whatever the F you want, I would think.
And he didn't show up at the premiere. So there you go.
Yeah, well, he didn't show up in his own living room.
No.
People are shocked this didn't make headlines. Is that exclusive?
This is the first time I've heard anybody talk about it. So yeah, he got that as an exclusive. Guys, spread the news. Go watch the interview. It was posted. just wild stuff.
Yeah,
I was a surprise too. I mean, there's so much stuff at Comic-Con that makes headlines
that,
you know, Bruce Timm not being the biggest name there, but...
But I think that's pretty surprising.
And he still works with the company. I mean, he's making these movies again now. He's, like, returning to, you know, this is, like, the first WB animation film he's done in a long time. And then, like, then he's like, but listen, I haven't watched that movie. But listen, a lot of people don't like that movie, so he's probably not wrong. He probably has heard a lot of things.
But afraid is an interesting word.
Well, he has a great point. As long as he doesn't see it,
he doesn't have to lie.
He
doesn't have to say an opinion. That's true. Yeah.
And there you go.
Do you think he maybe has seen it? And is lying.
Well, if he did put lying on the table as an option, there's nothing to say that that wouldn't, in fact, be a lie.
Sure.
Speculation.
Yeah. I just broke my brain. I think we just had a flashpoint.
Flashpoint. Oh, cool. Can I be the Joker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So somebody chimed in and said
Mikey's going to bust in as Bizarro.
Somebody chimed in and said the Joker would not be in that story. So I don't know. Was the Martha Wayne as Joker Flashpoint?
Yes, it would.
Like, I don't know. Would it be like a side story? Were there other stories that coexisted in Flashpoint? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Tim did say regarding Batman and Harley Quinn, he said, I'm sure if it does really, really well, the home video people will say, yeah, let's do some more in that classic style, to which we say, let's hope so. So there you go.
Cool. Yeah, let's end on some good news of him, not him not watching the
movie. Of course. Yeah. Hey, that's his prerogative. Real quick, DC has celebrated 10 years of animated films, so congratulations.
See, he's too busy making good movies to watch them.
So what, is this like 10 years since they started like the New 52 style? Or
they
what
they
that
celebrated
be?
At Comic-Con weekend. We just didn't mention it last week, but yeah, it's been 10 years.
Like starting with which one though?
Well,
because I don't understand that either. 10 years, like...
I mean, obviously, I guess of the more recent like direct-to-video
it's
slate.
It's been 10 years since they're 10 years ago.
Since they released their original animated movie, so it's the... Like the new launch, I guess.
All right. Chat roll. When is that 10 years start? What's the first one in that? I'm excited about the fact that we have a new Telltale game coming out next week.
Go for it. I don't know
me
what
too,
that means.
Me too, Adam. Me too.
So wait, I really am. I have a question. Wasn't there...
Anybody can play these. They're really easy to play. You don't have to game.
Wasn't there a Batman video game out like last year?
Well, that's... This is a totally different game. Yes.
No. It was one of these last year.
Oh, the Batman Telltale?
Yeah. The thing with the Telltale is they're mostly like animated and you're just kind of doing a choose your own adventure. There's very limited movement that you're in control with, so they can kind of crank them out like a couple of, like once a season. Like they do them in Walking Dead, they do them Game of Thrones, Guardians
of
the
Galaxy.
And you
can either buy like per episode to like, the first one that I played, the first Telltale game that I played was Walking Dead, and you can buy it per episode and you just get so hooked that then you buy the whole season. So that's kind of what this is. This is a continuation. The Telltale games all kind of tie into each other.
Like, I bet I'll kick your ass, Johnny.
Yeah, I bet I'll watch it.
Who do you get to be?
I wish we could watch this trailer right now. There's a really cool trailer.
Who do you get to be?
Cool.
You can't, well, it's not like how, you know, in Arkham Knight and things you're playing and you can switch out and you can be Catwoman and then you're Batman. And
can you play the trailer?
It's not kind of skill-based as much as it is a progression of a story. So instead of being...
We'll get a look at this right now,
so,
guys.
So as far as controls go, are you just saying, I want to go down the hall? And that
not really. It's like you have like a time that starts running out and you have four choices. Mm-hmm. You're asked something and then like sometimes times are out quickly and then you make choices which basically
have
choose
the game.
Have you
ever played the game Heavy Rain?
No. You're asking me what I've played? It's probably no.
Super Mario Brothers.
Anything, anything
get,
after
like,
Mario Brothers
choices.
3.
Super Mario Brothers for sure.
All right, are we able to play it?
Kirby.
Let's do it. Okay,
Zelda.
So let's take a look at this awesome trailer. Yeah. This is something that you can play really soon.
Okay.
Work with me, Eli.
You still don't get it. There's nothing you can do, Batman. Please.
You're wrong, Eli.
Anything you want.
Give him up, and I'll make that danger
except
go away.
Except for my penis.
I want to be a voice in this so bad.
I can't.
You
see these machines?
Oh!
You're completely insane.
No. I am death.
Oh.
Damn.
Yeah.
Riddler terrorized this city long before you were Batman.
Look at this Gotham tie-in right there.
Settling.
Used to leave clues at all his crime scenes.
What?
Always thought he was smarter than the people trying to catch him.
When you'll find him, and you'll have to piece together the story.
You should have called us before going in, Gordon.
Oh.
Waller?
This city is about to find itself in a crisis the likes of which it's never known.
Wow.
Criminally insane. You're drawn to them, aren't you?
This is the whole gameplay of the thing, though. It always looks like this.
But is this giving away the whole story?
No, because think of it like... Okay, did you ever read the Goosebumps book? The choose-your-own adventure ones?
Yeah.
Think of it like that, but Batman video game.
Yes.
So you have different options, and you pick what you want to do, and that affects the storyline. So you're basically writing the story.
I have to have a station to play on.
Like, you could do reactions, like, in the game. You could react more aggressively, violently, passively as Bruce Wayne, and define the kind of Bruce Wayne that you're going to be, and it has... effects. Like, you know, when I played, I think I was very, I broke somebody's femur bone in a very violent manner or something.
So,
and it takes you down a certain wormhole of like, hey, Bruce, you're getting out of control.
Darker. Why? Yeah, what I don't get, though. Why can't you sync your phone and your laptop, you put it on here, and you use your phone as a control?
That's called the Nintendo Switch, and they're...
That exists?
Well, it's not the phone, but it's like instead of
no,
having
but my
like
phone.
A,
like, why can't I buy it online on iTunes, buy the game, and then play it on my phone?
Well, I think maybe you should pitch that to
well,
some.
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll invent that.
I can tell Roxy Colin has Brian. Never played a Telltale yeah. game.
this side of the
was
room.
That unclear? Did yeah. I try to hide that?
Neither no, you did us. Not try to hide.
We're learning.
We'll
here.
Tell you the tale. Of
so
Telltale.
Essentially, it's like your own flashpoint in a way. Like you choose
kind
a different
of, yeah.
adventure.
The
and
back
then...
of my shirt is a different color than the front. As of this point, I would like everybody to know.
Oh yeah, it's warm. It's
oh,
once again,
thick,
it's warm.
She's wearing a thick like Hillary Clinton jacket.
I gotta say, the versions of the characters that they come up with in these games like exist in a place that's yeah, like you saw the. Kind
it's
of
awesome.
Gotham.
Like you want
yeah.
them working on the movies, the people who are
kind of do.
On
like
games.
The Penguin was amazing.
Oh, yeah, I mean it's like it's and it's amazing too because you can go back and you can play these games and then you can switch up your choices and you can kind of go different ways and you see how it affects it. It's yeah, it's very much like the Goosebumps book.
What
is
color
the
was
best
your tech
to...
when you played Batman? Like you choose a color and
yeah,
it's the color every time you use your tech. And I picked this really weird purple, and it was
think,
annoying
I think
the whole
I picked
time.
The same one, because yeah. I always go with purple,
I picked
and
kind
I put
of a
it on, like,
color.
Everything. So, I do that the same with Borderlands, where, like, all my characters, like, all purple. Then I'm like, why do I do this?
I know. Too much purple.
So you don't need a lot of skill to play a Telltale game.
Hell no.
No.
It's not a hand-eye coordination. It's not a fighting game. It's not
no.
Injustice.
Oh, but I'm on
it's
board.
Just, yeah, it's a story
It's not like a
game.
First-person shooter game. Like, when yeah. people think of video games, they always think first-person shooter. This is, like, if you just really like good stories... And kind of being
and
the
clue the solving
narrative.
Too.
Yeah,
so they do a clue solving thing where you have to piece together a crime like forensics. So you actually get to play as very much a detective. There's more.
So
detective
when she's
stuff.
Saying when you're when Waller was saying there are different clues that were left, and you're like, well, what are the clues? Uh-huh. They'll give you the clues, then you go through and you take
I'll
them,
give you
and
the
then
clues.
You try. To, yeah,
I'll give you the clues too. And what game consoles are we talking? All of them.
I play PS4.
Okay. Me too.
Me too.
But I think
it's
on
I know
everything.
It's on Xbox. I'm pretty sure it's on everything. Like,
see, now I'm really intrigued.
All right.
Anyways,
I want to get to my favorite time.
I'll go over to one of your houses.
Okay, so that's all. That was kind of
You're
fading between.
We'll play dress up in the costume closet. And
video
then play
games
some video
exist
games.
In that small space between movies and TV.
And
so.
What?
And TV.
And
TV. TV.
And what
TV.
Time
TV.
What? Is it?
Which means
it's time for
Roxy's Dryer's TV time.
She is sweating next to me.
It's
I am
like
sweating next to her. We're
the heat radiating between us. I go like this because I've got to air myself out, but then I'm too hot stuck to him, and then I have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the truth.
What's going on.
Every time Roxy's here,
so,
it's just so damn hot in here.
Yeah. Right. Here's the big TV news this week. We announced another four-way crossover
okay.
for
yeah.
DC TV.
Four-way.
But they're calling it two-hour movies.
Yeah, how about
over
that?
Over 2 nights.
That's a lot.
So that's a kind of wild situation. This is a quote from the president of CW, Mark Pedowitz, who said, last year's crossover was the most successful week in CW history in terms of ratings and everything. Then he went on to say, we felt in this particular case we had Flash and Legends paired, so it was better to make 2 2-hour movies a miniseries. We thought this was the best way to go. We had a lot of conversations with producers and marketing people. Next year, we might go back to 4 nights. So the Supergirl Season 3 premieres October 9th, Flash being... after that, and then the 10th, the 12th is when these are premiering. I don't know if we got a date on the actual... Oh, November 28th. November 28th is the okay. date of the when it's starting of the two-hour movies. What do you guys think about this? Do you think they're going to make them more standalone because they're titling them as movies?
I think it's just kind of telling how he was saying, you know, we did a lot of research with different marketing companies and we're looking at the analytics of it. And it's like, how about you ask the director, what's going to look better? But... You know, but now that they're actually kind of branching out and having the option of having it, you know, it could be a miniseries or it could be the crossover that we saw like last year, the 4 different episodes. Having this is something that we really haven't seen. So
they're saying even though there's going to be over 2 episodes over 2 nights, it's going to be one continuous story but separate. So it's interesting that they're saying 2 2-hour movies rather than 1 4-hour movie.
Instead, no, it wasn't 1 4-hour movie. It was 4 1-hour
episodes
last
right.
year. Now it's 2 2-hour movies. So I'm wondering if it's because a lot of people were confused last time. They were like, who the hell is this character on my screen? They are realizing that people aren't watching all of the shows. So they're trying to make this like its own little thing so that you could watch this cold even if you don't even watch
it's
the show.
Kind of
yeah.
smart,
I'm curious.
Though, because...
Which is good because I don't have time to watch.
I don't know if that's what they're doing, but
well,
that would
I
be
watch
my...
I watched all of them, and I liked last year kind of watching and seeing how they tie in. But at the same time, it is kind of a good idea because, you know, sometimes you would get Flash on Arrow, and those are very tonally different.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would get the opposite, where you would have the Arrow characters on Flash, and then that would be very tonally different. So having the same tone with the same characters for the full 2.5 hours kind of makes a little bit more sense.
This is how it's being marketed. It says CW crossover event, Monday, November 27th, 8 p.m. 7 Central, Supergirl, 9 p.m. 8 Central, Arrow, Tuesday, November 28th, 8 p.m. 7 Central, Flash, 9 p.m. 8 Central, Legends, 4 shows, 2 nights, 1 super event. So I'm a little confused by that, too. So they are breaking it up by show?
I think
show.
What they're saying is these are the times that these things would normally air.
But it's not the times they normally air, because those are 2 on Monday, 2 on Tuesday, and that's not the way it is.
But yeah. I thought they were putting them together.
Supergirl's airing on the 9th, then DC and Flash are on the 10th, and Arrow's on the 12th. So those are different dates.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm confused.
I think I interpret it as that they are going to have the shows playing in their normal slot. It's just going to be a straight-up same story. And this is going to be two-hour movies, basically, but still in the four-episode blocks. And then the episodes will stop and start. Meaning, like, you'll get an ending at 9. That's what I'm assuming, unless they're gonna title it something different and actually give it a 2-hour title, and that would be cool too. But I don't know, for the branding and the advertising, they might need for the commercial advertising to keep their sponsors on. Like, you know, they have the normal sponsors that are signing up for. They want the Flash slot. They don't want like whatever else they're gonna put in that, and they might have some responsibility there.
Maybe. Just kind of a bizarre thing, but I'm excited nonetheless that we are doing this crossover. It will be interesting because I know that Black Lightning hasn't started shooting yet, and I also know that they have said that as of this point, they do not have plans to crossover or be part of the same universe. We all know how that works. That's what a lot of these shows have said at first, and then they all do. So I do feel like Black Lightning in a year from this one, well, it will be like a 5-way crossover.
I think it'll probably be a little later than that, though, because I think, I think that they want... The whole point with Black Lightning is really letting it be its own thing and kind of let it get its own footing first. So I could see them kind of holding off and giving it some time before they tie it in.
Not to go back, but Daniel Drew comes in with the answer, 10 years since Superman Doomsday.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Oh, okay.
Which is kind of cool because that's one that they're actually redoing. They just announced that's one of the next movies they're doing, The Death of Superman. That was one of the two big announcements, Gotham Gaslight and Death of Superman. Sorry, back to Berlantiverse.
Right. Very cool. So we got some casting news this week, starting with The Flash. For season 4, they're adding Elongated Man. Adam, you seem pretty excited about this one.
I am. I mean, Cheryl, what do you guys think? Isn't Elongated Man kind of just like Plastic Man taking it a little bit more seriously? But it's interesting because DC has Plastic Man too, and I think Plastic Man is another acquired character. Am I wrong about that? Please, somebody tell me if I'm wrong about that. Because Plastic Man and Elongated Man, they're both like kind of Reed Richards type mofos. Mm-hmm. But Elongated Man has been in like Justice League and like Justice Side. He's like your B-level... Definitely BC level guy, but it's cool.
He's being played by an actor named Hartley Sawyer, who's from Saving the Human Race. And yeah, he's like this cutie little, he looks more blonde than redhead, although Elongated Man is typically has redder hair. So I don't know if that's just his lighting on that. But we'll see. And we'll see also, a lot of times Flash will be like, villain announcement, and then they will be in one episode that season. So I'm curious.
It'll be interesting if they play it more as a funny or a serious character, because the guy's all stretchy. You feel like there's a good comedy potential there.
But is he coming to join the team?
Flash does a really good job of playing things comedically, but also still making it, you know, not too goofy and too silly.
Yeah, when it's at its best, that's definitely what it does well.
Like, look at, like, Music Maestro, talking about the crossovers. Like, that could have been so hokey and cheesy, and it wasn't. It was brilliant.
Yeah, I agree. Other bit of casting news, which you guys have been talking about a lot in the chat today, so I'm excited that you guys are so excited for Titans. Tegan Croft was cast as Raven in the live-action series for the DC Digital Service. Another one that you seem pretty excited about, Adam.
You know why I'm excited about this? Is this not a Berlantiverse show?
I think that he does. I mean...
Is it? I thought he had nothing to do with this. And no disrespect to Berlanti and Guggenheim and all that, but it's just starting to feel... All that same, so the same. Right. I want something a little bit different.
It's definitely a different platform.
But this is going to be on TNT, right?
It's the DC Digital Service.
Oh, wait, Titans is going to only be on the digital service? Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Oh. I didn't realize that. I know Young Justice was. Really? Are you sure? I thought it said TNT in the casting.
And then it went to the digital service?
Take a look at that link that I sent you.
I can't access it.
Okay, I think
right
I can. That's... Interesting. Well, I'm just excited to say, I don't know. What do you think? What are your thoughts on Titan?
I mean, it would make sense if they did original content just for the streaming so that they could get more people to sign up for the streaming service, but I also feel like they may be kind of shooting themselves in the foot if you have a great product that is maybe not reaching an audience that it could have if you put it on.
No, you're right. It's next year. It's coming to the streaming service. That makes me a little
less excited.
I mean, I'm just wondering, like, they're trying to do a lot of Supernatural stuff. I wonder, will it have a budget like The Flash? Or
Canucks fan says TNT was trying to get Titans but couldn't.
Okay. Oh. See, I was excited, and I don't watch anything on TNT, but I don't know. I just wanted a different flavor.
Oh, my God. They had this amazing show last year called Public Morals. They handle their shows very, very well, but they cancel them quickly.
Who's that?
TNT.
Yeah, there's a lot. It seems like every show lasts.
What are you guys excited? So this is another Akiva Goldsman project, right? Which is a mixed bag and is also on the new Star Trek Discovery show. Another for the CBS streaming service. Which, you know, I'm waiting to hear about that. I'm still not going to get a CBS streaming service
these streaming services, time will tell. We will see. We'll see how it works out.
It's tough because if you sign up for enough of them, guess what? You're just paying for cable. So, yeah. Like with YouTube TV, I don't know when that's going to come out, but that's going to be a decent price.
Already came out.
Yeah, the Red.
It's already a thing.
No, YouTube TV. It's different than the Red. YouTube TV came out. Yeah, I think it's $39.99. It might.
I mean, that's almost as much as cable.
And you get a lot of the channels, and then you can pay more for more of them. Yeah, which is different than Red.
It's weird. I don't know.
Yeah. So, moving on, though, with TV news. That was pretty much the news. However, there was another episode of Preacher. I am finally caught up as of this morning, and thank goodness, because the show is weird, the show is powerful, and the show is awesome. Yeah. The last two episodes, Adam, have been the best two of the entire series, I think.
How about that Dennis stuff, right? Like,
so wild.
I
called it from the second we saw him, though. I literally, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, don't
Preacher,
watch it.
Preacher, stop listening right now. Preacher, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And go.
The second we saw him, I go, oh my God, it's his son. The second we saw him.
I did not get it. I knew it.
Because he talked about how he's been a vampire for 100-something years.
Yep.
So I just knew. And all of that, the Saint of Killers stuff has been wild. Just everything that show is doing.
Genuinely terrifying. Like,
genuinely
the
terrifying.
The fact that he is still alive in that truck, just down there screaming, is such
so
a cool,
terrifying.
Creepy, freaking eerie thing. And then the dreams that she was having.
The Tulip's like, having.
Holy cow.
What do you think the deal is with Tulip that she, like, when she comes out and she's like, he touched me, and then when she gets strangled, and now she's having, like, PTSD flashbacks or something? Do we think we're going to find out more about her story, or she just doesn't, like, what's going on with her?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like we just got a lot of Tulip's backstory with the whole mob thing, and that was amazing, by the way, that he lets that guy go, and then the Saint of Killers comes and just kills the crap out of everybody.
Unreal.
Oh, except the little girl that led them to them. Oh, my God.
But she ran, but how far did she get?
See, that's an example of a show that is dark, but fun as hell. Like, how could you not say Preacher's not dark?
It's very dark.
It's very dark.
And
it's
hysterical,
hilarious.
Though. It's so funny. And I think that what this show did perfectly was casting. And because of that, they're just in a great place. Like, when Ruth Negger was originally cast and Dominic Cooper, I was like, I don't know. The guy who plays Cassie, I'm forgetting his name right now, but he was always like, it was like, duh. He's amazing.
Sure.
The other two, I was like, I wonder how this is going to be. I don't know if they're exactly who I'm picturing.
I love that both of them were in Misfits, too.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so cool.
And they were so great in that. And then
so cool.
Reunited for
what
this
was
show.
Misfits?
It was the British
TV show that was where they all got superpowers, but it was...
Oh,
like,
cool.
I think it's on Netflix or something. It's on Hulu.
Hulu.
They have it on Hulu.
Ooh.
You would love it. You should watch it.
I will check that out.
Anyway, so I know a lot of people in the chat are saying, when can we unmute because we don't want to get spoiled. Anyway, last thoughts on it. Anything else, Adam? You're loving it as much as I am.
I love it. And the fact is, like, this was a hot 70-something issue series. There was great source material, and yet they're being really inventive and coming up with all kinds of new stuff.
With the soul stuff. That's not in the series.
No.
With the soul, giving your soul, this percentage.
Percentages.
That was wild.
So
that
cool.
was wild. 1% of his soul. Like, what would you do? Would you give a percentage of your soul? How much money?
I mean,
like,
in a world where Preacher actually exists, no, definitely not.
No. All right, so we're done. We're done with the spoils.
Hitler's one great thing. And weird on the show. Like, Hitler shows up. Hitler's a great character on the show.
He's
in
hell.
He lives in hell.
No, he's wild.
With R's face.
We're not done with him yet, though. We're going to see some crazy
Hitler
stuff.
No, because it's a major actor, and
yes,
it's like Noah Taylor.
I need
him.
To catch up. What am I, 4 episodes behind? 5?
This season?
This season.
6. I think.
Jesus. Oh, God, so
good. All right, we're done talking about preacher.
In the chat, Mongols. They said for the 2-hour special, they're just moving Arrow to Monday night just for that crossover, and then after it's going back to Thursday.
Okay.
So it's not going to be two different episodes.
So that's what they mean by 2 2-hour movies, is that they're rearranging the night schedules to play that week's episode. Yeah. But it's interesting to say that they said 2 2-hour movies and not 1 4-hour movie, because the other one was Invasion. It was one storyline.
You know why? Because you can drag ratings both nights.
Yeah. Because you can make it two, depending on which rating-wise goes better, you can bill it as either, as one,
But they're still keeping, we're assuming that they're keeping their episode titles, though, so they're still going to get their ratings, but it's just that that was Invasion. If they're still airing the same week, that's all I'm saying, is like there's something weird to the two.
It's part one and part two. It would be like
that to me would be 1 4-hour movie.
Though. Yeah,
right,
me too.
But because it's going to be technically... All right, I see what you're saying.
So you still think it's one story?
They don't want it. They don't want people to be confused and think that we're replaying the same 2.5 hours.
But you don't think that they're just crossing over those the Mondays and the Tuesdays?
I think it's going to be a crossover, but I think it's going to be one that is more holistic.
It's more Supergirl is the thing, because you got bullshit Supergirl crossover last year. Remember, it was just at the end of the episode they tacked on the thing where the Flash came and grabbed her. So I think one thing I did hear is that it was going to be more Supergirl centric. So. She's going to be a full part of the episode.
Yeah,
so.
That was
crazy because Supergirl really was just like the very end where they're like, oh, now we're here. In your world.
Per episode, and we get that like wormhole or whatever. Anyway, all right, that's TV time.
And that is pretty much the show. So thank you guys for watching. We're obviously at DC Movies SK on Twitter, facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Now let's all put ourselves over. Roxy Stryer, what did you do today?
I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. And on Tuesdays at 4 p.m., go to Screen Junkie News' YouTube because we are live, bitches. That means we're free.
All right, Elena Jordan.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. And you can also check out RelativityPodcast.com and hear me do the voiceover thing talking about some sci-fi radio drama. What's not?
Sci-fi radio drama.
What's not?
Yeah, everyone, come chat with me at Adam Gertler on all the forums. And what do we got going on? I don't know. Just normal stuff, I guess. FX Movie Download. Some good movies are going to be coming up. We did some good ones. And we did, I don't know when they're airing Captain America Winter Soldier, but that's one I'm excited for because we got to talk to Heidi Moneymaker, who did the stunts and who's amazing and I have kind of a crush on.
Yeah.
And then also the actor that played Agent Sitwell we did an interview with. Turns out this dude, what was his last name? Oh man, I'm totally blanking on his name. He's such a comic book nerd too, and we had the best time. So anyway, that's what I got. Buy Johnny's album.
At Jay Quasto, and of course, guys, QuastoAlbum.com. It would mean the absolute world to me. It's only a couple of bucks. It's 71 minutes long. It will entertain you. It will make you laugh, and it's going to be something that you're really going to enjoy. So I can't really say much more about it other than that. Thank you very much if you already got it, and if not, please check it out, and I appreciate your support. Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Max Hernandez.
Bye.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.